Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled Hospitality.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Advent season has engaged us in a particular way in the middle of this pandemic. Whenever we seek to hear the voice of Christ who comes into our lives, we know we are being called to a deeper love of God and one another. Jesus is teaching us in these final days of 2020 and in this moment of pause on this story in the scriptures. As often, we are drawn to a deeper love of God and true service to one another. This is so evident in this good news and also heard in the breaking news of our country and our world. As we are welcomed into this time of graced presence with our God, we are eager and comfortable to pray with Mary and Elizabeth, our companions in faith. We pray that we may have an increase of love for others, especially the most vulnerable in our lives, in the same measure that Mary was quick to place herself aside and serve her kinswoman Elizabeth, who was older and in need. Mary, in her moment of joy and confusion, chooses to respond to her generosity of presence and travel to be with Elizabeth. We are invited to embrace our common vocation as disciples and choose to give witness, as Mary did, to Christian hospitality. Such a commitment to social justice, peace, and selfless love can be recognized as faith-filled hospitality. In this time of COVID, we have recognized and affirmed our first responders, hospital personnel, and nursing home staff. Increasingly, or rather interestingly, the word hospitality has within it our familiar term, hospital. Yes, hospitality is about welcoming, embracing, and healing. The pages of Scripture are described so often in our daily news coverage in random acts of kindness by ordinary people and focused scientific study and administration. Christian hospitality is about the welcoming we give to all other people without demands, reservations, or stipulations. It is what gathers us as one as we share the ultimate gift of God in Jesus. Courageous generosity may be the legacy we can give as we step into a new moment in history, seeking to move from despair to repair, not counting the cost, but perceiving a need and responding with love and action. We look and listen now to Elizabeth, who welcomes Mary with her deep joy and hospitality. Carol Stumuller suggests that Elizabeth's sad, barren period of life had been abruptly ended by her conception of John the Baptist. We all need this divine assurance that every sorrow and tragedy must end. These difficulties cannot continue forever. Yes, both sorrow and joy are wrapped in mystery. Elizabeth, when she hears Mary's greeting and feels the child in her leap for joy, immediately proclaims with great affirmation for Mary. She helps Mary to own and believe in God's great gift to her, a gift for all. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Elizabeth names Mary's grace. Elizabeth gives witness to hospitality. So we learn from these blessed women that each of us, in witnessing to hospitality, are called to do justice, offer peace, and affirm one another in love. In so doing, we enable one another to believe that God has indeed done great things for us, and holy is his name.